Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 78 for April 6th, 2010, Deconstructing Chocolate. This episode of Munchcast is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. The National Confectioners Association Chocolate Council is proud to present this edition of Munchcast, starring Chocolate Bunny Cammie Blackstone. Hello, Cammie.
Hi, Leo. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Look what she brought. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I posted a picture on Buzz, but if you missed it, these are, what are those called?
Well, peepshi.
Peepshi.
And so it's peeps sushi.
Peeps sushi.
Using peeps rather than the fish, and using a Rice Krispie treat rather than the little, you know, glob of rice.
And then there's something instead of seaweed to tie it all together.
You know, it was tough. Yeah.
Wait, somebody's here. Who's that?
Oh, this is Henry, my son Henry.
Henry, speak into the microphone closely.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What grade are you in?
Fourth.
When you go to fourth grade and you come bearing peepshi, do people get all excited?
Well, I've never taken the peepshi to the school.
Wouldn't that be good, though? Don't you think that's something you ought to do?
I'm not sure. I bet a lot of people would ask me for some reason.
Yeah. Now, the reason I invited Henry here today, Leo, well,
yes.
Number one, he was in the car. And number two...
you couldn't really leave him in the car with
the pouring
sheet.
Rain.
Yeah.
But the main reason is yesterday in
Slice
San Francisco,
of heaven.
We did a... there was
Slice
a big spring event, and there was a rib cook-off. And it was the police departments against the fire stations, against the Recreation and Parks Department. And one of the things, in addition to the ribs, which were divine,
they
could enter dessert. So a lot of people did cobbler, but we had one particular dessert that was a real showstopper.
Slice of heaven.
It's called Slice of Heaven. Henry, can you describe what was in the Slice of Heaven?
Broken Heath bar for toppings, whipped cream, a layer of caramel, a layer of maraschino cherries, and I think some ice cream.
Okay, so here's what it is.
Do you barf after you eat that?
No, I only eat one little slice.
Yeah, smart man. That's good. You're learning. That's a sign of maturity where you eat one slice of heaven, not five, which is what I would eat.
Well, I would have eaten all of heaven, but then there would be none left for anyone else. But this was done by a fire station. So, of course, you know, firefighters are awesome cooks, and they also have gigantic...
They smoke all day.
They have gigantic freezers. So this is kind of a variation on a Paula Deen recipe, which is called... I believe it's called banana split casserole. So what you do is you start with a big tray, and you layer... The bottom layer is ice cream sandwiches.
Oh.
So you just have to
put whole ice cream sandwiches.
Whole ice cream sandwiches. And you just like line it with like a dozen ice cream sandwiches.
Wow.
The next layer is frozen bananas. The next layer is hot fudge or just fudge sauce. And then the next layer is maraschino cherries and vanilla ice cream. And then caramel. And then whipped cream.
Oh, man.
And then smashed Heath bars. And then you freeze it for 4 hours. And then when you slice it, it comes out like... You know, it's like almost like the turducken of ice cream. And it
chirpumple.
Is just our chirpumple pie. It's just delicious.
He's really following in your footsteps. I like that.
Well, as you can tell, everyone in our family likes to eat a lot.
He likes chirpumple.
Well, I was just eavesdropping on you like that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
We talked about
yeah, whenever, you know, when your mom does a show, you're usually in the room, aren't you?
Well, you
I see your head bobbing around behind him.
Yeah, at the end. He can't be away from me for longer than a half hour. Possibly. But anyway, if you Google Paula Deen banana split casserole, I think it is. And you will come up with this thing, and it is incredible. I took a picture of it. It's on my Twitter. If you go to Munchcast and you follow Munchcast on Twitter, you'll see the picture. But it didn't look exactly as good as the Paula Deen version. But let me say, it is a showstopper. You cut into that thing, you bring it out at a party, people will be absolutely overwhelmed.
Banana split cake? That's not it.
No. Banana split. Like a frozen banana split.
Frozen banana split recipe.
There we go.
Now, is Paula Deen kind of like the trailer lady?
Look at that. Isn't that beautiful?
Look at that.
I mean, how genius is that to use ice cream sandwiches as a layer?
Oh, it saves a lot of steps.
Yeah.
You're basically, you're letting Borden do the cooking for you.
Yeah, exactly. She did a banana, she did the ice cream sandwich as the first layer and later on as another layer. So she's, yeah.
She's doubled up.
This is, I think, the only Paladine recipe, though, I've ever seen that doesn't have bacon or mayonnaise. So it's kind of rare in that regard. But that's not really why we're here. And now, Henry, you're all done. Your work here is
He can stay there if he wants to swivel back and forth. All what is it about swivel chairs that make kids want to go back and forth?
I don't know,
when you get older, you'll probably be doing what I'm doing, which is sitting on a big rubber ball.
And bouncing.
See this?
See, Henry, we call those hoppity hops. Only that one doesn't have a handle. Whoa.
Whoa.
Don't
break Whoa, there went my souffle.
Whoa.
Oh, well.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
No, actually, I want to thank our good friend, Susan Whiteside, who is from the National Confectioners Association. Okay, I guess Henry's work here is done.
He's just peace
he's
out.
Like, peace
he's
out.
He's gone. He's gone.
Not paying attention to me. I'm out of ES.
He says, where's that Plants vs. Zombies? I want to play with that iPad.
So they've done this whole new chocolate thing, and I know we've done a lot of chocolate shows before, but this was really cool, and they invite you to make your own chocolate sampling thing. So the first thing, you know, to get from chocolate, the cocoa bean, to an actual chocolate bar involves many steps. And we've talked about that, how you have to, you know, make the chocolate liqueur and you separate the nib and then there's the powder.
Right. I have some nibs. Would you like to?
Oh, well, look what I have. Wait, I've got the whole thing,
Leo. You
brought
the nibs?
Okay, here, our first step. Are you going to the nib closet?
Yeah, I have roasted cocoa nibs from artisanal chocolate. They actually sell
these. But do you have
Oh, you got a bean. You got a whole dang bean.
There is the bean.
Wow. That's a cocoa. Where'd you get this?
This is all they sent it to me. Jacques Touré and the National Confectioners Association.
So this is an educational
This is an educational
cast.
Show.
So this is an actual cacao bean.
That's it. Yeah, cacao. That's what it's called.
Wow. Now, if I ate this, it wouldn't taste good.
Well, give it a try.
No. Really?
You've got a peep there to quickly, you know, cleanse your palate.
To quench it? Wow, that's really cool.
Isn't that cool?
It smells a little chocolatey.
Does it?
Yeah, let me just take a little.
It sounds like you're eating
almond. Oh, it's delicious.
Almond. Is it?
It tastes just like the nibs do.
Well, then I want to have one.
Yeah, here, finish that one off. I ate half of it. You'll have one for, you know, if you want to go do this show and tell at this kid's school or something.
I'm not doing it at my kid's school.
It tastes just like the nibs.
Yeah, it's very bitter.
It's bitter, but it's definitely a chocolatey.
That is good.
Oh, dear, I dropped it.
Oh, well. Just don't think it's a cockroach. It's kind of the same size.
I can't drop your display. You got to be able to take this to
well,
the floor.
Well, now nobody's going to want it now that you've rolled all over it.
No, it's
it has
okay.
to, like wheel tread
it's
on
down
it.
Here somewhere. Hey, cocoa bean.
Meanwhile, now I realize I'm having a got milk moment.
Well, here, now these are the Amano. Chocolate nibs that they sell
mm-hmm.
in the store. See, these are packaged. Here, try those. I think they taste pretty similar.
Okay. Then
so
I will give
nib?
You.
What is a nib?
Here is the nib.
Is that the same as the bean?
Well, no, the nib is the middle of the bean. It's the center meat.
Ah, so I was eating the nib and the nib plus I was having.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the nib.
What are you supposed to do with these though? Like, why?
You eat them. They're good for you.
They say we use them to make our chocolate, but you can use them in salads.
Sure.
Salads.
Yum.
Cookies.
Yum.
Creme
that sounds pretty good.
Coffee or a host of other recipes.
Here okay. he is, Jacques Torres, and the Jacques Torres, Master Pastry Chef and Chocolatier.
He's a chocolatier.
Back to the Aztec world. Chocolate is a fruit. Come from three different trees.
I beg your pardon?
Forastero and Criollo tree. On the side of those trees, on the side of the branches, we find what we call a cacao pod. Cacao pod are beautiful from dark purple to light green.
Oh, those
green.
Are big.
When
I know. We open those cacao
shocking?
Pods,
so this is a seed.
As you can see here, we have a white pulp.
So
and
this is just the seed that's in
that
the cacao pod.
It looks like it's in
the
a big bowl of ambrosia.
Or
sweet,
yogurt.
It doesn't taste at all like chocolates. To make chocolate, those cacao beans need to be fermented into a box, under a tar, into banana leaf. Then when they are fermented, they're going to be dry under the sun, and we get what we call the cacao beans. Those cacao
That's
beans
are
going
got.
To be cracked open, and inside
is a nib.
We're going to get what we call the cacao nibs. The nibs can be press. And when we press them, we're going to get two products.
Okay, okay. I don't want them to get too far ahead of us. So okay, here. So we got the nibs.
Yeah, and then the other thing he was talking about was the powder. When you do the pressing.
You press them into a powder.
And here is the powder.
So this is unprocessed.
Right. This is straight.
Cocoa powder.
Mm-hmm.
But it does now. It's looking like chocolate. It's brown.
It's beginning to look a lot like chocolate.
Let me snort it and see what happens.
Very careful.
This is not related to the
that stuff is like
cocaine.
$100 a
coke. The coca leaf is not the cacao bean. Mm-hmm. This is what? How much?
No, I'm kidding.
It smells good. It smells like chocolate.
Yeah.
So we're getting the chocolate.
Yeah, we're starting to get there.
Okay, but now this would be unsweetened, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now I never knew how they really got white chocolate, but after watching,
there's no chocolate in white chocolate.
No, there is.
That's the chocolate minus the liqueur.
Yeah.
Liquor.
Because what they do instead, it's a blend of the cocoa butter, milk, sugar, and flavor. No chocolate solids
right.
are present.
That's why it's white.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what Jacques has to say.
Okay.
Because Jacques is he's giving us the tour here.
Butter, it comes hard at room temperature, and cocoa powder.
That's what I was having.
To make chocolates, what do? We grind that cacao nibs into what we call cocoa liquor, and that's what we see here. And then we add sugar. An 80% chocolate will be that. All that cocoa liquor and the sugar.
What?
I'm sorry. I was just shocked that we have all this chocolate and you're going for another peep sheet.
I like the peep sheets. I'm sorry. I like the peep sheets. What can I say?
There's no chocolate in the peep sheet. We're deconstructing chocolate.
Eat another peep sheet, are you?
I should have
I can't eat this chocolate. I can't eat this stuff.
No, no, no. You can eat that one.
Okay, this is a white chocolate. Mm-hmm. So you're saying white chocolate does, in fact, have chocolate and it just doesn't have chocolate solids.
Solids, right. Right, right, right.
It's the liquor without
mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I love white chocolate, but I thought it was faux chocolate.
No. If you get the good stuff.
I can't believe they sent you all this.
I know. I think it's really
and it's
cool.
Color-coded. Like, that's a green dot, that's a yellow dot, so you can follow along in case you're confused about what you're
and
looking at.
And if you do want to do your very own tasting at home, because they have, like, these lists of flights you can do.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Just go to candyusa.com. They'll have like links and stuff that'll show you how to do your very own deconstructing chocolate.
But you know, we have the world's finest chocolate. They send this to me every few weeks. I get more of this. This
you
is the
do?
Yeah.
And I've not seen it before.
I've not shared this with you.
I don't believe
so. I'm sorry. This is from Amano. They're in Utah or Idaho.
About it. That's right.
Yeah. We talked about it before. Orem, Utah, and they're not a chocolate remelter. They do the whole thing. They get the beans.
So they start from scratch.
Yeah, and that's how they can say these are varietals. Like, this is Dos Rios. This is
where
the mountains meet the sea on the toe of Italy. Orchards of the exotic bergamo orange sway in rows to peaceful ocean breezes. During our travels in the Dominican Republic, we discovered cocoa beans that naturally taste like bergamo, cinnamon, and clove. I developed special techniques specifically to preserve the delicate flavor of these beans. Unique in all the world, this chocolate will amaze, astound, and fill your senses with the passion of chocolate, bergamot, and spice.
I'm getting a little
flushed. You want some Dos Rios? Please.
I do.
Be my guest.
I actually do. It's going to interrupt my chocolate flight I had lined up, but I don't.
Oh, wait a minute. No. If you got a flight.
Oh, we've got a flight, baby.
Well, I just thought this could be at the end of the flight, because this is more of a flavored.
Okay.
Then there's also Montaña.
Now, they're saying that for flight one.
Wait a minute. This is accessible only on horseback in the mountains of northern Venezuela.
Why do I feel like that Old Spice guy somehow something to do with
this? I'm on a horse. All right. So let's do the flight. So they sent you flight materials as well?
So this is flight one. We're going to start out with a mild milk chocolate. This is the Silver Star.
Silver Star, mild milk. Now, is there a manufacturer of this or?
Uh-oh, I lost my red star.
Oh, this is Lexington.
There's Blue Star.
Blommer chocolate. Oh, dear.
Hey, did one of you guys steal my Red Star one?
Let's see. Jacques.
Oh, there it is.
Call it common different
so the
flavor.
First one we're supposed to try is a...
Wait a minute. Before we try them, let's take a break.
Okay.
This will be a good time to mention our friends at audible.com, and then we'll come back, and you will join us in tasting chocolates, everybody.
Yes.
I don't know how we're going to manage that.
I know what we can do for our Audible book, because... Whenever I think of chocolate, I think of Willy Wonka. I wonder if they have on audible.com
I've
Charlie
got
and the Chocolate Factory.
Secret for you. And by the way, you said the right name.
I know I did.
Because some people think, because of the movie.
No.
That
we're
it's really Wonka.
Roald Dahl classic.
I love Roald Dahl.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator.
I'm going to do a quick search here. I just saw The Fantastic Mr. Fox, by the way.
Isn't that the best movie ever?
It is. It's an adult movie. It's not
Clooney,
a kid movie.
I love. It made me
He's
love
brilliant
Clooney
this.
Even
yes.
more. I already was like ready to marry him, and now, well, I guess he's busy. But yeah.
So here we go. Here's the Roald Dahl collection. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/munchcast, you can get your first book free. They have a Roald Dahl audio collection, 3 hours. That's probably what I would get. But they also have the individual, you know, stories, the BFG, the giraffe,
oh,
the Pelly
the
and me, the Twits, which is a famous, the witches.
Is the Twits the one with the finger? Or that's the magic finger.
No, the Twits, I don't know.
That's the magic.
They have the Fantastic Mr. Fox. They have
if
Going
Clooney's
Solo.
Reading that one, I'm...
They also have, and this is actually what I'm going to recommend, Boy, Tales of Childhood. It's his memoir.
Wow.
Derek Jacobi, the great Shakespearean actor, reads it. You want to hear a real Ponzi accent? Let's see.
I do.
Derek Jacobi.
Carried it in his pocket wherever he went. The loss of an arm, he used to say, caused him only one serious inconvenience. He found it impossible to cut the top of a boiled egg.
I don't know whether that's Boy, Tales of Childhood.
Well,
that's his
sort
there's
of
George's Marvelous Medicine, Revolting Rhymes, and Dirty Beasts.
Who was he married to? Who did Roald Dahl marry? He married a movie star.
Patricia? Yeah.
Patricia.
She had a stroke. Patricia Neal, yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Here we go. By Roald Dahl. Oh, guess who narrates this one?
Who?
Oh, we've got to get this one. From Monty Python, Eric Idle.
Oh,
listen.
Awesome.
Slabs of chocolate piled up high in the shop windows, and he would stop and stare and press his nose against the glass, his mouth watering like mad. Many times a day he would see other children taking creamy candy bars out of their pockets and munching them greedily.
Oh my goodness, you know, I love this. I actually have this book. It's in my library. Now, you may say the quality, it sounded a little, that they have different variations depending on your tolerance for bandwidth. So there is a full CD quality version available, the enhanced format, but that's in format 2. So if you don't have a lot of room on your device, you can get the lower quality. I just love Audible. Listen to the books. I've gotten several notes from people lately who say, I hardly listen to your shows anymore because you got me hooked on Audible.
That's
so,
a problem.
So don't give up our shows, but I think it's nice.
Because you know what? If you didn't listen to the show, you'd never know that it actually was Eric Idle.
Right.
That was.
Exactly.
So.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or any one of Roald Dahl's books could be yours free. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. Get your first book free. You're going to love it. Now.
Are you ready for your first flight?
I am ready, my dear.
Our first flight is going to be the Silver Star. I handed it to you, right?
Yeah. This is from Lexington. It's got a silver star on it.
This is a milk chocolate with mild milky taste, approximately 32% cacao. Content.
Okay, so the company that makes this is Lexington Blommer Chocolate.
So go ahead and give that.
So
a
they will send you this if you actually ask
well,
for
they're,
it.
They're telling you what you should if you were going to have like a home.
If you're going to do it, this is what you'd get. Now I'll split this with you. I'll split this right because
okay.
Because
all I've eaten today are Peeps, Rice Krispie treats, and now chocolate.
Now this has the the characteristic light brown of a milk chocolate,
yeah.
as opposed to the darker brown of a high cacao. Dark chocolate. Let's just split it in half, and you see when you split it, you immediately feel the softness of a milk.
Well, chocolate melts at 98.6. Why?
What? Could that be a coincidence?
That's why people love it because it melts on your tongue.
It melts at body temperature,
mm-hmm.
not a degree lower.
Well,
or higher.
Higher for sure. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's our first bite.
Okay, I like it. Now, it's milky,
mm-hmm.
kind of like an Easter bunny when you bite the ears off.
Ooh, I sent you a really good video.
This is actually better than any chocolate I've ever had. How to kill a chocolate bunny. Let's do a little intermezzo,
because
we like to do little intermezzos. This is how to kill a chocolate bunny.
It's really beautiful.
It's touching. Is there narration or is it just music?
Just music.
Well, we'll have to narrate it. First, there's an iron. And, oh no, he's melting the nose of the chocolate bunny.
But it's done very tastefully and artistically.
Well, yeah, the bunny's orange and the iron's purple. And, oh, my God. Oh, this the horror.
humanity. Oh, God.
Well, I can just kind of play that in the background while we continue
to... The things melt. They're not stopping. I thought they maybe stop when they effaced him, but no, they're continuing to melt the entire bunny's body. It's only humanity.
Oh, but there's more ways to kill a bunny.
Oh, finally. She's taking her little purple hand.
She's got some ironing to do, so she's taking that away.
But, so she's not done.
Oh, no. Oh, no,
what else could you do to a bunny?
You can do. Oh, say try a heat lamp. You could try a heat lamp.
So this is good. This is on YouTube. If you search for how to kill a chocolate bunny.
Oh, sorry.
Only 324,000 views. So let's get that up there. Okay, what's next?
This is your second one.
This is the Red Star.
Yeah, this is the Red Star. This is the high aroma milk chocolate. So get a whiff of that one.
Okay, that's why it's in a bag.
Brown fruit notes.
Brown fruit notes?
They say.
Okay.
And this one has approximately 40% cacao.
40% makes it not a dark chocolate.
Well, this they're still saying is a high aroma milk chocolate.
Let me sniff her. Let me sniff her. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It smells like love. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to split this with you.
Oh, I've already eaten some.
Oh, that's why there's only half?
I feel so rude. Would you like some chocolate? Try a little
bit. Our audience?
Okay, here.
Jeff. Oh, here. Wait a minute. That's delicious. Here, wow!
That one's one of the milk chocolates.
That is really good.
The high aroma?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To quote George Takei, That is really good. It has a strong flavor.
Yeah, it's really good. Toby, stop it.
No, dogs should not eat chocolate.
No, that's Toby, very bad for you.
Toby, dogs should not eat chocolate.
Get out of here.
So, am I allowed to finish this?
Yeah, go ahead. Go to town.
That is the most flavorful.
Isn't that delicious?
Mm.
So now our flight two... We're going to go with, this one is a mild dark chocolate. You ready for a mild dark chocolate?
I don't know. I'm still in love with the other one.
I know, but this is a very short show. So you're going to have to drop it.
Another one already? Okay, this is a mild, now I'm used to the strong dark chocolate.
This one's a mild.
I'm used to the 70%
cacao. You know how hard it was for me to not eat these and wait till I got to Petaluma?
I can't believe you did this. And saved the peeps for me.
I know.
So what do you think?
Well, it smells like a wet dog. Oh, that's my hand. So this is, they're saying, 64% cacao, rich and mild with an even chocolate intensity.
So this will be...
See, dark chocolate doesn't melt the same way.
No. You see? This is nice because this is halfway between a milk and a dark.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a serious chocolate lover, this would make you very happy.
Mm-hmm.
The milk chocolate, like sometimes people feel like it's for
it's
kids.
Baby
it's baby chocolate.
It's a gateway chocolate.
But sometimes the dark chocolate is just too dark. So this would be a good for anybody. That's really good.
It's not good. I'd like to try an almond with that.
Mm, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Now, the next one in our flight.
That's good.
This is the high aroma dark chocolate.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you could only have high aroma milk chocolate.
Uh-uh.
So this is from the same high aroma factory.
This one,
did you sniff it?
I did.
Did it have a high aroma?
Again, my hand smells like a wet dog.
It does. You know, these aromas are very
That's really
pungent.
Different because that's really sour.
They're rich. And it does, frankly, smells like a little bit like a wet. I mean, there's a certain gaminess to it.
Wait till you taste it. After that last one, whoa, it's completely different. It's kind of sour, huh? Come on, go ahead. Be a wine snob.
Yeah.
Talk about the notes.
It's sour, yeah. You know, I've noticed the Amano chocolate's like that, too. I think the darker the chocolate.
You get like a sort of bitter, sour sort of.
I love it. But, you know, I think this is, it's like a, it's like a big, hearty zin.
Now for.
It's an acquired, it's kind of an acquired taste. You know, it's a strong, big taste.
Yes.
Big chocolate for a big, big taste.
It's manly, but it's strong
enough. Manly chocolate. Mm.
So
I like it too.
The last last flight is, this is from Venezuela. This is 66% dark.
Okay. That's pretty dark.
That's pretty dark, yeah.
And that's from Venezuela?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what this montaña is from.
Whoa.
I wonder if they went up in the horseback of the mountains in the thing.
Mmm.
Mmm.
That's good. Mmm. I like that one better than the last one.
This is French. This is Parisian chocolate. And you know, the French, when it comes to chocolate.
Chocolat.
Chocolat. They don't say the tea. It's a chocolat.
Well, you save it for another time.
It saves the tea. It smells good. Now, they're saying my diet, but see, I'm not ruining my diet. I'm having small little tastes.
Oh, a little dabble, do you? And you know what? Chocolate is filled with antioxidants.
That's good for you.
Very good for you in, you know, moderation in all things. The peeps, I'm not going to say that, but for sure the chocolate, you're okay.
Now, somebody in the chat room, Pixel Prince, is saying you're mispronouncing cocoa.
I know I am.
No, you're not. There's a difference between cacao and cocoa.
So, I always get those.
Wow, that's strong.
Yeah.
That has the elements of bergamot and burnt.
Burgermeister.
Burgers. That's interesting. That's very meaty. That's almost meaty.
I keep losing my flights. What happened to that last one?
Would you like to try some Dos Rios? You gave me a red dot.
Did you have the red dot?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, where's the blue dot? Oh, blue dot.
Blue dot.
Here we go. This is the final. This one's from Madagascar. Madagascar cacao, chocolate.
Yeah, not cocoa. Cocoa
lots
is something else.
I can't say.
And
now
then
this
and
is
then
a
I'm,
very
and,
unusual chocolate.
Yes,
Leo.
Okay.
It is derived 100% from two ingredients in cacao beans: the cacao solid and the cacao butter. It's similar to the chocolate liquor, but contains additional cocoa butter, and it's made with the rarest of all cacao beans.
Mmm.
The Criollo, known for its exceptional taste and smooth texture.
Okay.
This bitter chocolate has no sugar.
I'm digging it. No sugar?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is really going to test this is going to test your devotion to the cacao. The cacao is the bean.
Yeah.
Cocoa
need,
is
sorry,
the
I need
product.
The sugar.
You need the sugar? Let me taste it.
I totally need the sugar.
The last one was a little low in sugar.
I'm going to have to eat one of these now.
Wait a minute, I got one open.
Yeah. I don't want to open it.
No, this has no sugar.
None whatsoever. And none at all. Hurry. Stat! Something with sugar.
Now, wait a minute. This is, we're going to try the Dos Rios. This is the one.
I don't care what it is, as long as there's sugar in it.
With the, from the, this is the one from the toe. Does it, is it sugary enough?
Yeah, thank God.
Wow, that did not have any sugar in it.
That tasted like dirt.
Like,
they said it had a sort of earthy flavor. It tasted like dirt.
It's delicious. I think it's acquired taste, you know. So what do you think of this?
I just think you don't need to have that.
Does this taste orangey or bergamot-y?
It sort of tastes orangey. It could be because there's an orange label.
No, they said this is the one that where the mountains meet the sea. That's the bergamot orange. Oh, that's delicious.
That is good.
Do you like that?
Yeah, you better give these guys some chocolate. I feel bad.
We can split the rest of that with them. That's the Amano chocolate.
All right.
Want to thank the we want to thank Jacques Torres.
I know.
Of course.
You guys
dark
should really go to candy.
Chocolates and white chocolates. If we replace 30% of that cocoa liquor with milk solid, we get milk chocolate. And then if we put sugar, cocoa butter, milk solid, little bit of vanilla, and a little bit of lecithin, and we will get the white chocolates. And with all that chocolate, we can make little bonbon and truffles.
Little bonbon.
And then we shake our bonbon.
Oh, little bonbon. You are my favorite little bonbon.
So if you go to candyusa.com/chocolate-deconstructed, you can learn all this stuff. It's really cool. And then you can have your very own chocolate tasting party.
Will they send you all this stuff?
Well, I would email them, ask, because I know they sent it to me.
Well, you're a journalist. You get the press, special press kit.
I just eat stuff and talk about it.
You get the special deal. This is better than getting a free iPad.
Trade
hell, I'm going to get in the chocolate business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Wait. Where's other stuff? I accidentally ate a little crumble and it was the wrong thing.
No. It's got no sugar.
Okay. I'm better now.
So here's how to conduct a chocolate tasting at home.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. So this is all at CandyUSA.com.
Thank you so much to the National Confectioners Association.
The NCA. Yeah.
And keep bringing it.
And would you mind if I had just another sushi people? What
I don't
is it
know
called?
How many points that is on Weight Watchers, but I'm sure it's not good.
You're going to
do Watchers, a lot more bouncy on that ball.
Yeah, the Weight Watchers has been deconstructed, I believe. Destroyed.
Anyway, happy
utterly.
Easter, Leo.
Thank you. Cammie Blackstone, thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next time. And John Hodgman, we have a special bit of chocolate we're saving just for you.
Oh, yeah. And we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that. I figure if I offer him chocolate, he'll be on the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or I'll give him some peepshy.
Some peepshy? Look, peepshy. This is, what would you call that?
Nigiri.
Nigiri, yeah. Nigiri peeps. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Happy Easter. We'll see you next time on Munchcast.
Mama, she said, roll.